Moses said to the people, "Today I have set you before life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving the Lord your God and walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, then you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. But if you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." In the reading from Deuteronomy, Moses encourages the people of God to choose the way of life, which meant following the laws and commands of God. They had to make a choice, a definitive decision for life in all its totality or for death. And Moses encourages them to choose life. This was for them the way to wisdom, happiness, and blessings. However, in the Gospel of Luke for today, after telling his disciples he was going to be killed, Jesus turns to the people gathered around him and says, "Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." What's going on here? Is Scripture contradicting itself? Is it telling us to choose life or to lose it? On the literal level, each Scripture has its own particular context. Moses is trying to wean the people away from idolatry to belief in the one true God, while Jesus is telling the crowds that his way is a way of loving sacrifice for God and neighbor. We must lose our selfish life. Deeper down, on a spiritual level, we can set the two texts side by side, like two sides of the same coin. To choose life according to God's commands involves dying to our selfish ways in order to be transformed to having the mind of Christ, the mind of God. To embrace true life, we must rid ourselves of the shackles of mediocrity, self-centeredness, and moral blindness. To choose life in all its reality entails abandoning all the false and empty imitations that are so prevalent around us. In our society today, there is a great struggle between life and death. The culture of death treats the human body as a commodity to create or destroy, to use for one's pleasure and convenience, to dismember and sell for profit. Saint Dominic founded his order of preachers in the 13th century to preach the truth against a similar disease of death. The Albigensian heresy, which disdained material things and glorified suicide. today, in the 21st century, Dominic's sons and daughters have the same responsibility of confronting the culture of death by preaching Christ's way of life in all its fullness. All Christians are called to come to the aid of the most innocent and vulnerable of our brothers and sisters by preaching the full gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of life. This is the most basic and fundamental step in working for justice and peace. If we ignore this issue, all the other concerns ring hollow. Choose Christ. Choose life.